Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Lamed Vav, Nida 36. And in today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara is in the middle of a three-way dispute between Rav, Shmuel, and Rav Yitzchak that Rav is of the opinion that a woman who is during her days of Ziva, meaning to say not during her regular days of her Nidus, not during the regular days of her flow, but during the 11 days where if she sees blood 3 days in a row, she would be called a Zava Gadola, that during that time, if a woman is in labor and during her labor she bleeds, that Rav was of the opinion that she's going to be forbidden to be with her husband for only 1 day. However, according to Shmuel, she would have been required to be 1 day free of any discharge before becoming Tahora. And according to Rav Yitzchak, that even on the same day she would be permitted to be with her husband. So Shila, on our Gemara, on Lama Vavam Abayis, it says, Shila Baravina Avad Uvda Kavase de Rav, that Shila Baravina ruled, like Rav, that a woman who was bleeding during her labor, during her Ziva days, is only prohibited to be with her husband on that day only. So Kika Nach Nafshe de Rav. When Rav was about to die, Amrelego Rav Asi, Rav said to Rav Asi, Zil Tzane. He said, go and tell Shila that I have actually changed my mind. Sane, try to take it down. V'ilo tzayis, and if actually he's not going to listen to me or that to you that I'm changing my mind, Garye means to say convince him that and through strong reasoning that I've changed my mind. However, Rav Asi thought that Rav said, Hu Savar, says our Gemara, Gadye Amrali. Rav Asi made a mistake and thought that Rav said to him, not Garye, which means convince him, but Gadye, which means like cut him off. And he thought he was saying that if he doesn't listen to you, that I changed my mind and rule like Rav Yitzchak, that she's completely permitted, then excommunicate him and basically put him into chayrim. So at that point, Basar dinach nafshei de Rav, after Rav died, Amar lei. So Rav Asi went to Shila Baravina and said, Haderbach, you should change your mind. No longer rule like Rav in that strict manner, but rather rule more leniently like Rav Yitzchak. So he said, Haderbach, the Haderbe Rav. Rav changed his mind. So when Shila heard this, he said, Amar lei, im isa de Haderbe, udi diava Amar lei. He said, if he really had changed his mind, guess what? He would have listened to me. So for that reason, lo tzayis. So Shila Baravina was not listening to Rav Asi and he didn't change his mind. And as a result of that, Rav Asi, who had heard Rav say, Rav really just said, convince him to change his mind. But Rav Asi had heard him say, Gadye, meaning excommunicate him. So because of this reasoning, Rav Asi went and Gadye, he excommunicated Shila Baravina. So things escalated. So Amar Lei, so Shila Baravina said to Rav Asi, V'lo mistafe mar midalekta, aren't you afraid of my fire? Aren't you afraid of my coals that I can be angry with you that you're excommunicating me and you're going to be damaged because I have this spiritual fire in me? So Rav Asi said to Shila Baravina, no, I'm not afraid of you. Amar lei, ana isi ben Yehuda. I am Isi ben Yehuda. Duhu Isi ben Gur Aryeh. I'm Isi, the son of Gur Aryeh. Duhu Isi ben Gamliel, who's Isi, the son of Gamliel. Duhu Isi ben Mahalalel, that I am also Isi ben Mahalalel. And he gave all these names, which were basically on a simple level, these are other nicknames or other ways he's known. But we'll come back to what he was really saying. So at this point, it seems like he's just saying, I'm all these people who are strong. And then he explained, and this is a pun on the word Isi, Isi, Isita Dinachasha. He said, what I am really like is like a mortar made out of copper, Deloshalot Bei Rikba, which cannot rust. And so I'm not afraid of you. And Amar lei, and as a result of this, Shila Baravina said to Rav Asi, V'ana Shila Baravina Buchna de Parzola. I am like Buchna de Parzola. I'm like an iron pestle. The matbar asita de nechasha, and I'm going to crush the copper pestle, the copper mortar. So that is their interaction. And the Chazam Sofer sees in this interactions allusions to allusions to the Nechash HaNechoshes, the fiery serpent that was put up, that if people, that after the Jewish people were sick in the wilderness where they sinned, if that Moshe put up this fiery serpent, and if they looked at it, they would be healed. And that's what perhaps the reference is. Asita dinachasha was like the healing for the bite of the snake. Also, it's a reference to what it says in Pirkei Avos, chapter 2, Mishnah 10, which says, Talmidei Chachamim have a zar bekachotan. Be careful with your words, basically. Be careful with your coals that you, God forbid, might hurt somebody else. But on a deeper level, there are many commentaries who see what Isi was saying was actually a reference to the concept of Gilgul Neshama, to the concept of other souls, meaning to say that he viewed within himself, and commentaries say that this is sourced in the Torah through the concept of Yibum, through levirate marriage, through remarrying the relative, the widow remarrying a relative, that this idea is that Isi was saying all these names, because he's saying it's not just me, I'm not the only one here, I am the Gilgul of all these other people, I'm the recycled soul that has come back to earth from all these other rabbis, and therefore I'm not standing here by myself, and you should be aware of the spiritual power that I am coming with. And this is the concept that our soul, according to this interpretation of this text, our soul is not just standing by itself, we're standing here with the souls of many generations that we are deeply connected to. Thank you.